National Democratic Congress is holding primaries to elect parliamentary candidates for constituencies with sitting MPs. This will enable the party to elect its full complement of parliamentary candidates for this year's elections. Elections in some constituencies have been put on hold to allow the Electoral Commission to create new constituencies, while in Greater Accra, elections have been rescheduled due to logistical problems. The MDC has 116 MPs, out of which the Northern Region has 22, Volta 21, Greater Accra 18, Western 11, Central 11, Bonahafu 9, Upper East 8, Upper West and Eastern 7 each, and Ashanti 3. Fierce and intense primaries are expected in the Volta region, which is considered the World Bank of the NDC. Aspirants such as Deputy Minister of Information Samuel Okudjetua Blakwa is eyeing the North Tong seat, Propaganda Secretary Richard Kwashiga and Chris Akume, a member of the party's legal team, are both contesting the Keta seat with the incumbent MP. We go over to our regional correspondent for an update. First, Bubu Klinogo, who is in the Volta region, specifically Keta. So, Bubu.
Hello, Martin.
Yes, this seat is being hotly contested by NDC Big Shot Richard Kwashiga, Propaganda Secretary, and Chris Akume, a member of the party's legal team, battling incumbent Richard Agbenyefia. Give us a feel of the atmosphere.
For now, everything is very calm, and the delegates are going through the voting process. They just started about 30 minutes ago, and then they are calling the delegates one by one to cast their votes. For now, everything is going on smoothly. There is no tension, there is no hullabaloo, there is no confusion. Everything is smooth so far.
From what I know about Keta, it's a quiet place. Have the primaries affected the rest of the town?
Hello, Messi, I can't hear you.
Have the primaries affected the rest of the town? The atmosphere, has it affected the rest of the town?
No, not really, not really. No. So the residents are very much aware of the today's process, but they are saying that a family contest, and as you know, the voter in this part of the country is predominantly the NDC stronghold, and most of the people belong to the NDC, and for that matter, they just see this contest as a family affair, and there's no confusion, I can tell you. But there are some few supporters of the candidates going about with brass band music, supporting and cheering up their candidates to victory. Other people are also going about their normal duties.
So, have you spotted Richard Kwashiga and Chris Akume?
No, I've seen them, but I've not been able to speak to them. They are sitting at the podium, and they were given the opportunity to discuss or to give their message, and they all delivered their message. But I can tell you that the contest is very keen, and from the look of things, it is not very clear who is going to win. But they have five strong contenders, five candidates, incumbent MP, as you rightly said, Richard Agbenyefia, and then the National Propaganda Secretary, Fatiga, Chris Akume, and there are also two strong other candidates. One is Mr. Kwame Kakwe, he is the youngest among the 37 years, and there also one Rocky Amuzi, and they all seem to have very strong support base. And we can't determine who is going to win up at now. And we are just hoping that in the next 2 or 3 hours, the voting will be over, and then we will know the result. But quickly to the other constituency, that is the annual constituency, the process has just ended, and the incumbent MP and the Minister for Sports and Youth, Mr. Colonel Kofi Madu, has won the assembly. He has just been declared the winner of the annual constituency. And also, by way of information, for the Abana constituency, where the Secretary of Parliament, Joe Ajaho, is contesting, he has been declared winner unopposed because his other contender, Evans Gadeto Dikunu, has been disqualified. So leaving him without any challenger. So he has been declared by acclamation. He pulled 509 votes by acclamation. Obi Adahu has been declared winner. You also know that Mr. Clement Kofi Madu, the Minister for Youth and Sports, has also won the Angola Constituency Grant. So we are now waiting for the Keta Constituency to know who will make the winner.
Thank you, Bubu Klinogo. We shall get back to you at 5 o'clock.
All right, let's see.
So we go over to the Eastern Region. Correspondent Kwame Onuma is on the line. So, Kwame, how many aspirants are challenging incumbent Michael Te Nyonu, and who are they? and it looks like Kwamno Numa is not on the line. So our central regional correspondent, Kofi Sechi Ama, yes, Kwamno Numa, hello. Hello. Kwame Numa. Hello, Kwame.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, this is Kofi Sechiama.
Yes, Kofi Sechiama in the central region. I believe you are in the Cape Coast constituency.
Yes.
Yes. Incumbent Ebo Barton Odro is facing two challenges. Voting. When did voting start?
Voting started about 10 minutes ago.
And why is that so?
Yes, according to them, they were giving fraternal speeches, and then, you know, the chairman has to tell the people about the rudiments of the election, and then they were also waiting for the electoral commission so that they can organize a peaceful election.
How many delegates are expected to cast their ballots?
In the Cape Coast constituency, 474 voters are expected to cast their ballots. When you go to the KEA, that is the commander, Edina Eguafo, 436 are expected to cast their ballot. If you go to Infantiman West, 600 people are supposed to cast their ballot. And I spoke to the chairman of the NDC, that is the Central Regional Chairman, Mr. Edu Yeboah, who tells me that so far, all the delegates have come. So from here, I'll be going to Infantiman West to see what is happening over there.
And Kwame, so far, do they have any logistical problems?
Yeah, as of now, we've not heard of any logistical problem. Voting has just begun in most of the constituencies because it started a little bit late. So as of now, I cannot tell you whether they are facing some logistical problem. Maybe later then we can find out what is going on.
Well, since voting started 10 minutes ago, I think nothing much has happened. I believe the process has been incident-free.
Yes. And I must also add that there is this heavy security presence at all the constituencies that are visited. The KEA, the Infantiman, and the Cape Coast Metropolis. You could see police officers in their uniform with other gadgets. Manning the place, and they really scrutinize people before they enter the premises. If you are not a delegate or you are not a journalist, you are not allowed to enter the premises. So security wise, I think security is very massive and things are being done orderly as of now.
Thank you, Central Regional Correspondent Kofi Sechiama Pobi. And now to the Ashanti region, Thomas. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, madam.
Which constituency are you in?
Yes, we have three constituencies. Aswanti constituency, New Edubiase, and Ejira constituencies. That's where we are holding the elections. And the latest report that we've received is that at Ejira, elections are just taking off. Three candidates are vying for the position, including the incumbent MP, that's Alhaji Kambabu. He is contesting with three others. Then when you come to Asowase, three candidates are also vying. One of them has just withdrawn from the race, leaving two candidates, including the incumbent Alhaji Muntaka. Now, if you go to New Edubiase, three candidates are also vying for their position, but one we are told has also withdrawn. So the elections are just taking off spontaneously, even though it was too late for the start of the elections. They have all taken off, and we are waiting to see how the elections will go. But if you go to New Edubiase, you have 438 delegates who qualify to cast their votes. If you go to Asowase, 458 qualify to vote. But if you go to New Edubiase, 382 they qualify to cast their votes for the candidates who are vying for the position in the NDC constituency elections.
Yes, Thomas, I would have liked to know, where are you positioned right now?
Now, at Asuase, we are collecting the reports from the other two prisons.
Yes.
So I'm at Asuase now.
Yes, Asuase constituency, the incumbent is very strong. Who are challenging him?
Those who are challenging the incumbent are Charles Anki. Those who are challenging the incumbent are Mustafa Ahmed and Anis Mohayidin Mudak. Alhaji Muntaka is the incumbent, and Mustafa Ahmed and Anis Mohamed Yidin, he has decided to step down and pull his support for Mustafa Ahmed. So two forces are now vying against, or they are now fighting against the incumbent Alhaji Muntaka. So it is going to make the fight so difficult for him, because first he thought when the votes are divided among the three, it's likely he can pull the required number and then go through. But now that the other has just decided to withdraw and given the support for the other, it means it's going to find it very, very difficult. But we have 458 delegates who are contesting. So it is very, very difficult for him now. Now when you go to Ejra, we have also some contestants. We have Emmanuel Budu, Tas Anjusheme. And then, Edubiasi. We have Combat Paul, Emmanuel Budu, Charles Anjusheme, Alhaji Muhammad Gabu. You know, they are contesting there, and it is going to make it very, very difficult for the incumbent to also win there.
Thank you, Thomas. We shall get back to you.
Before you go, let me also add that from the reports that we are receiving, security arrangements have been beefed up, because when you talk of Ejra, that's another spot. Security is so much needed to ensure peaceful elections there. But the Duviasi to Aswase, I don't think we have any serious security challenge there at all.
Thomas, we shall get back to you at 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our Upper West Regional Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab is on the line. Which constituency are you in? I believe that's Wa Central.
Yes, Mercy, I'm currently in Wa Central, where the election for the NDC primaries is taking place. Even though voting is yet to start, the atmosphere here is very exciting.
And Swala, why is voting yet to start?
Well, some of the executives have attributed the delay to the arrival of some of the delegates. It is not all the delegates who are in Wa Town. Some are in the surrounding community. According to them, they had some small problem with their transportation. But as I speak to you now, voting, I'm sure, will start in the next 10 minutes. If I should take you through what is happening in the region, a total of 23 people are contesting. We have two people in Wa Central, one who do Mukhtar, who is contesting the incumbent Rashid Pepo, who is the deputy majority leader. We also have two people contesting in Wa West. That is where the Minister of Health, Joseph Yolechire, is coming from. We also have Nadoli East, four people contesting there. Matias Poza is the incumbent MP, and he's being contested with three other people, including the one young doctor, Dr. Sebastian Sandari, and the deputy national director of deputy national director of national service scheme, that's Michael Kombo. But I got information a few minutes ago that the elections in the Nadoli West is not coming on. So I have to find out why it is not coming on. And I learned the one of the aspirants who threatened to go to court because of alleged disqualification has decided to use the party structure to resolve the problem. But I also just received information from the constituency that the delegates are at the district assembly in Maduli to approve the candidature of the incumbent MP, who is the Minister of Water Resources, Works and Housing, Alban Bagbin. The delegates are saying that they are aware that the other aspirant, Roger Gali, has been disqualified. So they have come to vote for the incumbent MP, who is the former majority leader and now the Minister of Water Resources, Western House.
Yes, Suala Abdul Wahab, we shall get back to you for an update on the situation, especially in Wa Central. Thank you. And our Eastern Regional Correspondent, Kwamno Numa, is on the line. He is in the Lower Manya constituency. Kwamina, how many aspirants are challenging incumbent Michael Tel Nyano, and who are they?
There are two other contestants challenging him. So it adds up to three persons vying for this. The other two are the Deputy Eastern Regional Minister, Ebrezo Kretete Labi, who is also an agent of this area, and the 49-year-old female contractor called Cecilia Dedekosi Akwete. They are vying for the seat. And according to the electoral officer in the Ilo Krobo district, the Lower Mayor Krobo district, 419 delegates, with four from the 97 polling stations in this area, as well as 31 executives, are here to exercise their franchise to determine who is to serve as the mouthpiece for this constituency.
Yes, Kwamina.
Yes,
we know Michael Tel Nyano is a bit of a controversial man. What has voting been like? Has the contest been fierce?
Oh, no, it hasn't been fair. Everything is going on smoothly as expected, despite the fact that the police sent as many as 30 security personnel to come here to intervene in case of any eventuality. But surprisingly, this morning, as soon as he started entering, then some of the supporters of the party started shouting folks wrong, and they're saying that, oh, Michael Tel Nyano should be away. They were clapping and they're saying, away, away. But when they were there to mount the days and then send the visions for the area, everybody listened attentively to each of the contestants and then rather than with an applause.
Kwamina,
a number of them. Yes.
Kwamina, thank you for your report.
Thank you.